Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today. And I just want to ask the Lord to minister to you through this broadcast, that wherever you may find yourself, that there's nothing like the presence, the touch of the Lord to just strengthen us and give us new hope and new courage to carry on. Aren't you glad for the promise of God's Word that says nothing can separate you from the love of God? He gave Himself for us, beloved. And as His beloved son and daughter, you're the apple of His eye. Every need that you have, every desire, everything concerning your life has not gone unnoticed by the Lord. And as I was praying for you before coming on the broadcast today, He just impressed my heart to just encourage you in Him. In Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 11 through 13, Paul states this fact. He said, "I have learned, whatever state I am, in this to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound, to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Paul certainly knew God's wonderful promises, but there's a mighty truth in these verses for each one of us. You know, sometimes we act like a little child going up to a gumball machine and putting in a coin, and we expect the little gumball to fall right out into our hands. But, beloved, claiming the promises of God is not just a cut-and-dried matter. Note what Paul said. Note the word learned. I have learned, whatever state I am, in this to be content. In the Greek, this is a perfect tense verb and could easily be translated by the English phrase, initiated little by little. In other words, Paul had to be gradually initiated into the deeper truth that his strength was to be found in Christ. Hear me now, and not in abounding or in being full. Paul, or that once he learned that, it didn't matter what condition he was in. Paul was to discover that while the promised blessings of God were to be sought, there was still, oh beloved, still a greater prize in life, and that is Christ Himself, the blessed promiser. Therefore, before you and I claim just any promise, we need to ask God to direct our hearts to the one that He has in mind for us to claim. And beloved, once you're certain of His specific word to you, then claim it, confess it as yours, act upon it, and do not waver. And I believe and feel that God's going to bring you into that glorious place of experiencing the knowledge and faith of the blessed promiser, Christ Himself in you, Christ in us, the hope of glory, your victory, your hope of glory. What a wonderful place that can be. Oh, if you can just lay hold of this. Beloved, God just, I believe He wants you to begin praising God for the things that you desire. Begin confessing His Lordship over your life. It's one thing to have Jesus as Savior. It's another matter to make Him Lord over all of our life. And as your heart fully agrees with your open confession, I believe you'll begin to see God do mighty things in your behalf as never before. You may love God with all of your heart, but I believe God is going to bring you into a new, deeper depth in Him, a new spiritual relationship with Him, a place that will bring God's power into your life stronger than you've ever experienced since the time you were saved. I believe that as I speak this to you, I believe I'm going to experience this as well. God is doing a new thing. There's a release of His anointing, and this anointed confession of yours will be the destroyer of the things the enemy has used against you. That spirit of worry and fear and insecurity, that attacks all of us. That's His purpose, His end. And that's, of course, the aim of what He wants. And the beginning, beloved, of dynamic faith is what God wants for each one of us. It will bring the result of what God desires to be fulfilled in our lives as new creations and as believers. If we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and confessed Him with our mouth as Lord, then what does Romans 8:17? It says, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And beloved, as you wait upon Him in faith, as you read His word, and in your time of prayer, He's going to bring you into a living awareness of the power resident within you through the power of the Holy Spirit like you've never known before. And those things that once held control over you, over me, can no longer keep us bound. We have the right, beloved, as a child of God, to ask for His power to defeat every attack of the evil one. God said to Joshua, be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Beloved, I believe God's going to anoint your confession, and as you declare what God has said in His word, you're not standing on your words, but on His words, against which no power can successfully prevail. Praise God. There's just a spiritual understanding God is going to give to us to see so clearly. We know God knows no defeat, but God's word knows no defeat. And as His children and His words abide in us, therefore, beloved, we cannot be defeated if we will believe with all of our hearts. As Christians, as His own, we don't belong to ourselves, but to the Lord. We are His by choice, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. Oh, beloved, think of that. We are His by purchase, the church of God. He hath purchased with His own blood, Acts 20:28. We are His by adoption, for you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That's Romans 8:15. We are His forever. Isn't that a beautiful prospect? And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's John 10:28. Beloved, since we are His, there is no question but God wants to bless us and supply our every need. He just sees us as His precious jewels that He's creating, He's making in His crown. And one day we shall behold Him face to face. Praise God. Father, Lord, I just come to You in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that You will do this work, release this anointing in us, that awareness of the power that is resident within us. Not our own, Lord, but it is Your power. Father, I speak a release, an activating of that power within every believer right now who's desiring and yearning and seeking after that. Grant it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, turn first full circle where you're standing and see what you see with your eyes. Don't your eyes see all around you? Lo, beloved, my people shall know and understand that I am their covering. I am their shield. I am the hedge of righteousness round about them that serve me. Beloved, I desire to fill your cup to overflowing. I desire to impart abundant life, new power, my beloved, new strength, and new health to you. many will not stand in that place of being faithful to the Lord, but all who will shall know and shall experience my keeping power as never before. I will not fail in my words or in my promises to you, beloved. I shall watch over my word to perform them. I shall watch and keep a careful eye over you. I will come to you and take you into new depths of my glory, and you shall see, and you shall hear, and you shall learn of things that shall be wondrous to your life, personal things that shall delight your heart. Yea, I will not withhold the good things that I have from those who walk uprightly before me. Behold, he who was, and who now is, and he who always shall be, calls you forth, beloved, into a time of victory that shall bring forth your joy and shall bring you into a more blessed understanding and a more precious fellowship in my written word through the power of my Spirit. Yea, the dawning of a new day is come to you, says the Lord, even this day. Praise God. Father, thank you for this word, and Lord, we receive it. We believe, Lord, that because of the times in which we're living, we need an empowering, we need an anointing and a refreshing. Lord, those who've been so wearied with the battle, I thank you for that refreshing that is coming, and we lay hold of that word that you have spoken in your word. Lord, we have learned in whatever state to be content, and as Paul did, it didn't matter whether he was abased or abounding, the power of God resided upon him. And Lord, you're no respecter of persons, and what you have done for Paul and for your servants of old, you will do for us in this day and in this hour. Father, I thank you for it in the mighty name above every name, the glorious, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, I just sense the stirring of the Spirit of God, and Lord, I just seal this work that you've done in these few moments to your beloved. I thank you, Lord, that what you give, the enemy cannot take away. Lord, we lay hold of it by faith, and we claim it as our very own. Amen. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you. In a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write. Sometimes, beloved, you just can't stand alone. There is a principle and power in agreeing prayer. So I invite you to write, share your needs, and I look forward. And I do want to ask your prayer support. And until the next time we gather together, this is Sister Glass saying, I love you, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,